Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go cat dog, don't you?
That's Carl Perkins bringing us back. One of Elvis's contemporaries. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Deborah Fine. DeborahFine.com, DeborahFine.com is their website. You can find all of her books, all the things she does there for her clients, including the book, their new one, Beyond Texting, The Fine Art of Face-to-Face. You wrote that for teenagers, didn't you?
I did, because, you know, it's not their fault, by the way. Let's not be mean about it. You know, it's like saying that the, you know, music is dead when the Beatles came out. You know, it makes us sound old when we do stuff like that. But, you know, we give them devices, and now that's all they use to communicate,
yep.
Which sometimes is good, but a lot of they don't have the skills to communicate face-to-face with for a job interview with their teachers, with their professors,
right.
Ultimately.
They have a hard time taking corrective information. They're not used to level stairs. They don't like that.
That's exactly right. I'm, you know, the chiropractors are who's going to make all the money in the future. You know that, Jim. From the necks and the thumbs problem. But what do we do? And even now I see people our age, you know, and by that I mean you and me, who really use devices as sort of a crutch, you know, as a way to avoid that face-to-face interaction.
Mm-hmm.
If people aren't very skilled at it, they tend to use that. I when you see it at a luncheon table at an association event or a chamber
yep.
meeting or any small business occasion, and you see a device either out at the table and or in someone's hands and being used, I just shake my head.
Mm-hmm.
Mine stays in my car. I don't know about you. And if I took the train in, it just stays turned off. And don't leave it on vibrate and put it on the table because,
no, that's
trust
true.
Me, that's I know
bad.
It's vibrating.
So,
we all know it's
so
vibrating.
So the point you make in your book and so well in other places is that when you don't get face to face with people in the business, in the marketplace, in the workplace, when you aren't face to face with people, when you avoid that, you don't take advantage of that opportunity, you lose so much context, don't you?
You do. You know, I it's been a long time since that classic, I think it was Walter Isaacson wrote the book on Steven Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
The founder and creator of Apple products. And I understand that was no small business. But when Steven Jobs went back to Apple after having left and come back, they built, this is from this book, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the book in front of me. He designed the building at Apple so that in order just to go to the restroom, Jim, you had to pass desks. There was no closed offices. Everything was open.
Right.
I mean, that was back in the olden days. I know that. But it was, you had to walk through people to get through a restroom because he believed collaboration was the key ingredient to the success of Apple being at the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
He thought if people had desks where they would be thinking and they would just get together for creative meetings, that they would not produce what they were capable of producing. So he wanted me to have to walk by your desk and everybody else's desk just to get to the restroom, just to get out the front door. That's how he designed the building.
And
I think that is now for our small business people, you know, if you're not visiting with the people that are on site or on your construction site or in the office on a regular basis, I get that every day you're busy, but if you don't turn it into a task where you have a face-to-face interaction with the people that work for you, where it's not just about a proposal and or a budget item and or some type of business provision, if you don't have a real conversation for a couple of minutes where you say, catch me up, what's new with the family,
mm-hmm.
since the last time we talked, then you are less likely to build rapport and loyalty with the
MBWA,
person that works
for you,
and the same with our customers and our clients.
MBWA, management by walking around. And here's another thing, Deborah, and this is one of the things that we talked about in the previous segment that's missed at small business level, and that is the it's such a huge part of our special sauce, and that is making sure that your employees who face customers actually face the customers. Actually look them in the,
right.
look them in the eye and say, welcome to the store. Thank you for coming in. How can I help you? Looking them in the eye. What do you think about this? Looking them in the eye. This would be $39.59 looking them in the eye. Taking their money, looking them in the eye, and giving them their stuff and helping them out the door, looking them in the eye.
But when you take them out from the store, here's the other key. You're going on this walk, let's say, from the store to someone's car. Is your employee, and do you model this? You're the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Do you model this? Are you saying to the customer, so, you know, tell me about where do you live? Do you live close by? Anything,
right.
Just build rapport with that customer for that 1 minute.
That's the that's part of the experience that makes them come back.
That's exactly right.
See, this is the thing. This is the thing. When people come in your store, folks, that's not your victory lap. The victory lap is when they come back. Somebody told me, boy, that must have been a great day when IBM decided to be your sponsor. They were my first corporate sponsor back 20 years ago. And I said, yes, that was a big day, but it wasn't. The biggest day was a year later. They said, what do you mean? I said, the biggest day was when they renewed.
Right, because they were happy. And
yes,
satisfied.
That's the thing. Anybody can get somebody to walk in the door, but the question is, will they come back on their own?
That's exactly right. You know,
and that takes face-to-face.
Right. That is success in business, right?
Yes.
Success in business isn't opening the doors. I mean, Steve and I love restaurants where they know our name, where we feel like a VIP. And even if they didn't remember our name, where it's so good of you to come back. And, oh, I remember you always ordered that. I mean, it just feels special that you care.
Right. No, absolutely.
But how often do we walk into an office now and nobody even asks us how we've been doing or how we are? Or sometimes you walk in, I hate to pick
Deborah,
they don't even shake your hand or
say
their name.
I got to stop because I need your website.
Oh, DeborahFine.com, DeborahFine.com. Thanks, Jim.
Good job, Deborah. Come back soon.
Yep, you too. Thanks,
Deborah Jim. Fine, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.